Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
So if you want to help out the podcast, if you want to support us, please visit frankandoak.com/ifiwereyou. And if you like anything, buy it using our code, which is IFIWEREYOU10.
That's right. Frank and Oak has fire trucks. It has wholesale garage openers, door openers, and audio equipment, video
equipment.
That's
not even a good job of lying. You're saying, go to this store that has wholesale garage door openers?
Yeah, they buy
it in clothes. Bar. They have clothes, and they're nice clothes.
Yeah, I guess in seriousness, they do have a lot of cool clothes, like shirts, T-shirts, button-ups, pants,
Sorry,
slacks.
Man, when you say cool clothes, they automatically become uncool clothes. So just say, you say untouchable clothes, all right? And I'll say chill thread.
You say clothes that you couldn't even want, all right?
All right, and I say clothes that I wear. Yeah. That's what's up.
It really does help us out because, you know, sponsors love seeing people moving around. So if you can, if you're at your computer right now, go to frankandoak.com/ifiwereyou. Put in your little email address and see their clothes.
Your
That's
tiny
all
little
you have
email
to do.
Address.
Yeah. Type it out.
Sorry, I keep on making fun of Amir, but he's right. It really does help out the show if you guys, even if you just go to the site, even if you don't buy anything, which obviously we'd prefer, but just going to the site helps us out.
Obviously, if you're at the gym right now, you may not remember it, or if you're driving to work, you may not. But if you're at your computer already, it would really help us out if you go to frankandoak.com/ifiwereyou. Check out the clothes, and if you like what you see, just put in IFIWEREYOU10 and get 10% off.
There it is. Thank you, guys.
Enjoy the show.
Feeling blue, don't have a clue what to do about you. We'll sit right down and email Jake and Amir. It's a profound wisdom you may hear. Like if I were you, kill myself at a Starbucks.
Bravo.
Brava.
He recorded that himself, I think. Right? Isn't that how music works?
Probably.
Yeah, he definitely did.
What's his name?
Great question.
What's
I believe. I believe.
Are you just buying time?
No, what are
he
you
buying? He recorded that
time?
Himself on an instrument and used his voice.
I don't need to buy time. I
and
know.
And then earlier
things.
Than that, he used his brain to come up with the lyrics.
Yeah.
Innate musical ability.
Graham Garcia.
There it is.
How's that for the name?
Knew it the whole time.
Hey, it's Allison Williams, our guest
for
today. No, that's okay. I was going to wait till you jumped in and then introduced you. We could have been here for half an hour before I even said anything.
We've actually lost several guests that way. We had some really big names, too. We had
Kobe Bryant was on the show for an hour and a half, and he was like waiting for his turn.
Just
and
I too guess, timid.
Yeah, and then we ended the show.
And
that was episode
six. He came back twice, and he still couldn't get it.
Every episode we haven't had a guest, Kobe Bryant was sitting in the room staring at us with the headphones on.
Just had nothing to add.
Yeah, Beats by Dre.
What?
Very strange.
That's the name of a headphone.
I thought they were Skull Candy. Were they not Skull Candy?
You weren't there. You weren't there.
He's here now.
Kobe, come on, say something. Say something.
Nothing. Dry.
All right. He's a proud man.
He's stoic.
Beats by Dre. Let's do it.
So, name of the game is If I Were You. It's an advice podcast. We get email submissions, questions, people in sticky situations, and we try to answer them. Sometimes it's me and Jake. Sometimes we have a cool special guest. And today it's Allison Williams from the hit TV show Girls. But more importantly, from Jake and Amir.
Yes, you guys know her as Cheryl, but she's also on television. You should probably check that out.
But mostly just Cheryl.
Does anybody ever recognize you and say Cheryl and not Marnie?
It happens a lot. It's a certain demographic, I believe.
I can picture them.
14 to 18-year-old Jewish boys.
Yes. Are they mostly in yarmulkes?
Mostly. And there's not much overlap between that and girls. But it always makes me happier in a way because it's the enthusiasm level is higher.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Because
it's just like very excited, unbridled excitement.
That's good to know.
Well, we're excited.
Yeah, that's us right now.
Yeah, because we also recognize you from our videos. And it's so awesome to
it's
have
gotta
you.
It's got to be a weird experience.
Yeah, the email that you can email is ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. Keep them coming. They've been great. We were in England and vacationing in Iceland for 2 weeks, so we had like 1,000 emails to get through. So these are high quality. We were very, very selective.
I'm really excited.
And now we're back and we're ready to go. Are you ready to answer some questions?
Yes, I'm so happy to be here.
Oh, my God.
Major, major fan.
I can't believe it. We're so proud to have you as a fan. You're actually our only listener. Yeah, last episode got a... It got one play, which is...
Yeah, so I guess I know, you only listened to it once.
I know, isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Usually I listen to it many times. But.
At least tell a friend, Jesus.
I did.
Thank you. You guys listened to it together. All right. This one comes from, let's call him a dude named Nick.
Nick.
A dude named Nick. These names are fake, but the emails are real.
Right. Nick is not a real name.
No, I just made that up. It's short for Niklata. I've been flirting with a girl a lot recently, and at night she often asks me to send her an exciting picture. I assume she wants to start sexting, but I'm afraid that if I go first, I might embarrass myself. I've already asked her what exciting means, but she doesn't really give me an answer. Should I give her that D? That's the question. Should I give her that D?
Should I give her that? It's like so well thought out and coherent the entire, like... This guy seems nice. He's normal. Then should I give her the D?
Those seem like two different. It seems like he's asking two different questions.
So what are the two questions in your mind?
One is, what does an exciting picture mean? And should I send one? And the other one is, should I give her the D? The answer to the second question is absolutely green light.
Really?
It's like, I feel like he has a picture of his throbbing erection on his phone right now. He's sitting listening to this podcast. He's like, do I press send? Do I press send? I'm ready.
Oh, you think he's going to go from zero to a throbbing dick
to
pic?
D? Zero
you
don't
to
go
D.
to zero to D.
You don't go zero to D. You got to pass. Like, you got to go like 15.
First thing year.
From now on, let's call it TD because it's got to be throbbing dick. Like, there's no way he's sending like a soft D.
So it's going to have to be a very short movie, though, because if you want to capture the throbbing.
Oh,
sexting
that's
now
nice.
Is images.
It's going to have to be a GIF.
Yeah.
A GIF of your throbbing D. That's an exciting picture.
That's really exciting.
Can you
actually
believe that? From I asked her what exciting means, so it's like, what's exciting? She's like, I don't know,
surprise
me. And then an animated gif of a throbbing dick. Well, that did surprise me.
That is such a weird adjective.
Yeah.
That is such a weird
throbbing?
Move. No, exciting.
Oh, exciting.
Exciting is strange.
Send me an exciting picture. Yeah, well, I mean...
You know what's not exciting is asking what do you mean by exciting?
That's
where it takes
true.
You
I
out
think
of the sexting.
There's a middle ground here. He doesn't... You don't... Like you're saying, you don't go from zero to TD. You go to...
You got a third gear, fourth gear,
right, just like
and then
nice
put
picture
it in drive.
Of you maybe making a... I've never sent sexy pictures.
Yes, you have.
I've never sent a dick picture.
But what? So what's your
Thank
your
you
version?
For using the full term.
I've never a dickture.
A dick pic? I never sent that D.
So when they want an exciting picture, what have you sent?
That feels so embarrassed.
Actually, just get nude right now.
You know,
take
weird.
A picture of yourself,
but
and I'd
Allison
like.
Listens to this, so like I've said more embarrassing things.
That's
she's
true.
In the
you've
room.
Gotten really
yeah.
raw.
Yeah, but like now that you're here, I'm mortified.
I mean, in front of Kobe, you're just a cool clam, very collected.
Well, me and Kobe go way back. He's been here for like three different podcasts. I guess I've taken my shirt off and sent shirtless pictures to girls before.
Wow.
Does that do anything as a girl? Like seeing a shirtless guy? That's not
know.
A thing.
I don't know. Were they asked for or unsolicited?
They were always solicited. I mean, let me clarify to any lawyer listening. They were of consenting age and they asked for the picture.
You guys have a mostly lawyer audience, right?
mostly 14-year-old Jewish lawyers. I think I'm trying to think of where I was going with this. All right. So here's my theory. This is a theory.
Are you changing my... Yeah, he, you're not answering my question of what you sent.
Oh, no, a shirtless picture of me with no shirt on flexing in a mirror.
That's flexing as hard as you can.
As hard as absolutely
after you did how many pushes?
He like, popped blood vessels.
The sad thing is that I didn't even send them a current picture. It was like a picture from like several months before when I... had like worked out. It was a picture I remember clearly. I sent it to my brother, so I had a picture that where I looked strong on my phone, and that's what I sent to this girl. But I think when it comes to guys sending exciting pictures, it's only like collateral because like girls definitely. I don't think girls get off to a picture of me shirtless.
I feel like that picture goes from her cell phone to her friends.
Yeah,
oh.
And it's like now instantly. I've got you. And, like and now I can send you one.
So you're just using it to like, okay, you have, if you want to embarrass me, you can because I have the, you have an embarrassing photo of me. Now send me an right. embarrassing photo of you. And for girls, it's a little bit more than just the shirtless
picture. Yeah, so like she can send a picture of her boobs and she's got one of like, she's got one of him compromised. Too, yeah. You know?
So now it's like, if you want to leak it, then I'll leak yours.
Right.
So we're both embarrassing know. Ourselves here.
I don't know. I feel like she's just being strange. I think she's weird.
You think she's weird?
Yeah, I think she's weird.
For wanting an exciting
picture. For asking for it so explicitly is weird. And exciting? For specifying the kind of picture.
Well, like, if you don't ask for it, you just, how do you get it? How do you get there?
What do you, just see it in person.
What do you mean, see it in person?
I know. It's so old-fashioned. Don't, you know what,
you mean an email?
Yeah. An email.
Oh, she means video chat.
Well, so what's the advice? I say... no, do not send the D. Don't go zero to D. Exciting picture. You know, send her a picture of a dinosaur.
Wow.
What's more exciting than an ankylosaurus? Huh? I don't
Very
know.
Very little.
I agree. I think you send her a picture of your face, maybe of your body, maybe not D. Not D. Not
no, no, no. Do not send her
D
the D.
D is really the last picture.
I think he means dinosaur by D, actually.
Oh, do
yeah,
I send
yeah,
her the D?
Yeah. That's actually a dinosaur's dick, though.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah. The double D's.
Ankylosaurus were stacked. What do you say?
I would say don't send the D, because once you send the D, game over. She's not,
yeah,
she doesn't
she's
have
seen
to send,
it.
Yeah, she doesn't have to send anything
That's
back.
Not how it works.
Just also, I'm not sure how photogenic they are.
Yeah.
They're not. You have to like, oh my God, I've tried to take dick pics. I've never sent one, but trust, I've definitely
Your phone is just littered with your own dick pics.
Yeah, and anytime I sense it, like, show someone my phone, like, do not swipe it left or right. Please.
I mean, yeah, girls' privates are so much more photogenic than guys' privates, I think.
Yeah, Jesus. Yeah. An erect throbbing penis is the most unattractive looking thing in
it's
the world.
It's pretty aggressive yeah. move. Yeah.
So don't,
yeah,
send,
don't
the
send the
D.
Yeah, don't send the D. Send a thumbs up.
Work,
see what
but
happens.
I'm saying work up to it.
Thumbs up. Can you send me an exciting picture?
Yeah, that's you, good. You definitely want your thumbs up in the dick picture so that
yeah.
you can see like the reference
to scale.
For how big the
yeah,
dick is.
Yeah, exactly. Or like you can be gripping the D and like by doing so, it's a thumbs up.
That's true.
So like, oh, thumbs up to you. I'm also holding a D.
That's what's up, Nick.
I don't know. I feel like we're venturing back into the D territory. That would made some good progress getting away from it.
All right. We gave Nick some solid advice. Let's move on. The email again is ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. And this one comes from someone named Mike. Fake name. Fake name. Don't worry. We're not going to expose this person. My neighbors left for a trip 2 weeks ago, and they asked me to feed and walk their dog every day. I've done it before, so it's not that big of a deal. Now, this dog is really old. He's 12 years old, and on the seventh day, I completely forgot about the dog. My parents left with a car, so I had no way to get to the house. I went to go feed the dog the very next morning, but he was dead. I couldn't have died. It couldn't have died after one night without food, right? Does this make me a bad person? And in some way, is this my parents' fault? Because when I called them for the car, they reassured me it would be fine. Sad face. How can I tell the owners? And how will I tell my parents? And how will I get paid? Love, Mike.
Wait, this is...
What were you going to say?
The most heartbreaking story I've ever heard.
This is my favorite question we've ever gotten on this podcast.
Do you think this is real?
I think it's real. I think that you can't make up like being such a dumb bad person.
The last question is how do I get paid?
Right. And one of them is does this make me a bad person? So quick answer, yes.
Yeah, for sure. Also, next door neighbor requires a car? I'm missing that logic.
They must live very, very far away from their neighbors.
They're it's very like wealthy. Town. Okay, we're putting this together.
Or he's extremely lazy.
I mean,
Oh my God.
He's a bad person for trying to pin this on his parents.
They said it was okay.
Like in the beginning, he says, they ask me to do it all the time, so it's no big deal. And then fast forward to, I completely forgot. That's
for a whole day.
An entire day. And then you're saying, like, is it my parents' fault? that you forgot for a day, and then at night they didn't have the car?
I think Mike just wanted to feel a little bit better, but no, Mike, you have blood on your hands. You have 12-year-old, loyal, faithful.
Oh, my God, yeah, that dog had a personality at this
Dogs
point.
Are so, they're the best.
Right, Mike, you deserve to be dead. That dog should be alive. Oh, sorry.
Again, to the young lawyers listening, that was not a real threat.
I'm sorry, Mike. If you're under 14, I'll send you a picture of my dick.
I don't know. Amir, what do you think?
How can I tell the owners? You don't have to tell them. They'll find out. How will I tell my parents?
You have to tell the owners.
Oh, by the way, before you go in, Betty, she's...
Right, so he's not even... On the seventh day, he forgot. That's about half of his job. Like
on the seventh day.
They were gone for 2 weeks. On the seventh day, he forgets.
Can you imagine if the Old Testament went that way?
On the seventh day,
he forgot to feed everything it just created. And it died.
And it died.
But what? He wanted to get paid.
Yeah, you're not getting paid, you ass. How do I pass this off onto my parents and then so I can still get the money?
I'd love to at least get paid 1/6 of what I'm owed. I mean, if let's say I'm owed $70, give me 60.
Yes, this was a loyal service dog being raised lead blind children.
I don't think you will get paid. I think you get paid at the end if services are completed and rendered. And judging by the dead dog, they weren't.
Well, to be fair, he did it for the first 6 days. So.
And wait, weren't they gone for 2 weeks?
Oh, that's true.
So yeah, he did it for 6 days.
On the seventh day, it's dead. So the dog is presumably...
Well, actually, on the seventh day, he wasn't dead. On the eighth day, he was dead. The seventh day, he forgot. So, I mean, the dog's still alive, kind of under his care.
Yeah.
And I feel like he's stressed out enough about it, so he's just kind of owed payment for that day. I feel like...
he's
so
owed
say
double.
He got $200 for the 2 weeks. I say $100 he's owed.
For the half effort.
For the half. But I think he should be liable for cremating the dog, which I think is an expensive...
Oh, my God.
Have you ever
had
a dog that died?
Yeah, I just feel so bad for the family.
Yeah,
they went on vacation.
2 weeks is a long time to go on vacation.
To
be
gone from a dog, too. Like, when I used to go on vacation with my family, we'd be so excited to come back to the dog.
I know.
That was the one thing that was, like, made leaving vacation okay. Like, all right, well, at least we get to go see Bob, you know? Like,
Bob.
Bob was my dog's name.
We had Lucy.
R.I.P.
You know, Lucy?
What kind of dog was Lucy?
She was a little white mutt. She looked like a wolf.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Bob was a mutt.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Mutts are the best.
And that's our time. Thank you so much.
So our advice is give me your address so I can come kick your ass for murdering Bob.
And Lucy for crying out loud. Remember in Home Alone where he sets up that booby trap where the guy walks in and then the paint can just swings in and
I
hits the person.
Can't wait to say this is relevant.
Me too.
So I think that's how we should tell the neighbors. You tie up
the dead dog.
You tie the dead dog on a rope and then they open and
by its service vest.
Yeah. And it sort of swings in, greets the owners one last time. They'll notice it's dead.
You're
and then
worse
you
than Mike.
You play a fool.
That's
you really
terrible.
You act dumb. 12-year-old dog. That's sort of old, right?
6 days decomposition.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Rigor mortis. This
Jesus
is bad.
Christ. All right, I keep on thinking of no. I don't want to think about the dead dog. I guess you have to call the police
on yourself.
Call the cops on yourself. You got to call the owners. Tell them what happened. Tell them the truth.
Can you get arrested for this?
No, I don't think
no.
so.
If you were a child, you could.
What if you did it on
sure.
purpose? You could get arrested.
Probably.
Interesting.
I don't know.
What
I don't
animals?
Think so.
What animals would you get arrested for killing on purpose?
You got arrested dogs.
Can
cats.
You?
Michael Vick got arrested for killing dogs.
Or did he get arrested for, like, organizing dog fights and torturing
animal
dogs?
Animal cruelty is definitely a crime.
That you can go to jail for?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
All right, good. You're going to jail, dude.
I got my thing. I just dialed 911. Yeah, Mike. My advice is... Does he need advice?
No, I mean...
You've been gone for weeks. He emailed you like this is it's come to some kind of resolution
yeah.
already.
Oh, that's good. That's true. Email us and let us know how it went. We
yes,
can do
please.
A follow-up.
Please do.
All right. Anything to add or should we move on to the next question?
I'd like to add RIP, dog.
This episode is actually now dedicated to you.
Yeah.
All right.
Whatever that dog's name is.
Here's another email from... I'm trying to think if it's a... Okay, it's a girl, so we'll call her Carrie.
Carrie.
I like this guy named Matthew, and I'm seeing and talking to him a lot. But my ex, Kevin, just got a new girlfriend, and I am so jealous. I know if Kevin is bad for me, he just leaves me and comes back and uses me for blowjobs. Any advice to get over him? It's really hard because he's my best friend's uncle.
The amount of dick content in the beginning of this podcast just became so inappropriate. Oh, my God.
Let's not even give her advice. Let's just laugh for another 30 seconds and move on.
It's really hard because he's my best friend's uncle. Oh, this is even the best part. P.S. He's younger than my best friend. So think about that.
Where
parents,
do you live?
Parents,
how does that even work?
I think your parents have kids that are like 25 years apart. And then the older brother has a son when he's 24.
Jesus Christ.
So the daughter has a son before the mom has his last son.
Wow,
so that
this
the
is
uncle,
coming really easily.
The uncle is older.
Me too.
As you said, 25 years apart, I just knew I wasn't going to get it. So
there was math involved. I checked out.
My eyes just went
immediately. Yeah, I just started thinking about Bob again.
R.I.P. Hashtag Bob.
This is crazy.
So
he only ever uses me for blowjays.
He's
did
my
she
best
say blowjay?
No, she says blowjobs.
Oh.
But let's change it to blowjay.
Thank
I'm cool
you.
With that.
Blowjay Simpson. And it's really hard because he's my best friend's uncle.
Sorry, P.S.
How
he's
do I
younger
get over
than
him?
My best friend. Well, yeah. That helps because my mental image of her best friend's uncle was
yeah, like
an old guy.
Right.
But she's
50. Uses a 50 yeah. I mean, it's like in the question, how do I get over him? He uses me for blowjobs. Like, just think about that.
Yeah, that's not
just
a very
think about
good,
that experience.
That's yeah, not a good place to be.
Do you want to, and you like this guy. Who's the guy that she said she
yeah,
likes?
Her new
she loves Kevin.
Yeah?
Kevin.
And she likes this guy named Matthew.
Matthew.
All right, so Carrie and Matthew, they're a good thing.
Yeah.
And they're a good thing.
He appreciates her
crush on each other.
Yeah.
It's nice. And then Kevin.
Best friend's uncle.
Who has a girlfriend, and
that's
she's
right.
so jealous.
New girlfriend.
But he still is getting blowjobs from his old girlfriend. So Kevin sounds like a shithead, right?
Yeah, Kevin's a really
Kevin's
bad
an uncle?
Guy.
Is Kevin an uncle?
Kevin is a goddamn uncle. And the weirdest part about Kevin is that his nephew is 2 years older than him. That
no,
shouldn't be right.
His niece.
Oh.
Niece.
Oh, yeah, or niece.
I presume.
Niece or nephew.
I'm younger than my niece. I want a blowjob whenever I want it, and I have a new girlfriend. These don't sound like good things people, nice people
yeah,
say.
Yeah, my advice is to move away from this, from whatever incestuous.
Matthew sounds good.
Yeah, you and Matthew have a good thing.
Yeah.
I've always liked him for you.
Yeah. Matthew is actually her uncle's cousin.
God.
Matthew is her uncle.
He's
I
91.
Zoned out again. That's too much math. It's like family math.
Family tree math.
Yeah, I would say ditch the person who only likes you for your blowjobs.
Yeah, that's not a nice person.
That's not a nice quality.
Unless she gives like an amazing blowjob. Oh. At which point, okay, that's your best characteristic. Hey, at least I value something about you. Okay.
You're a monster.
I'm
You're
Kevin.
A monster.
What? You just channeled someone. Oh, you just channeled
that was
Kevin.
Not you. I don't even know who is
also,
talking.
That's not how Kevin sounds. There's no way. Hey. I
yeah.
value some part of you.
Kevin's not that self-aware.
Hey, Carrie. So I love one part of you the most. It just happens to be the part of you that S's my D.
My favorite thing is to listen to you read these like teenage girl submissions because you're like, I am so jealous.
Yeah. I mean, I would have read any question that ends with, by the way, he's my best friend's uncle. So we don't have to go into too much detail. I just really love the way that question ended.
Yeah, so our advice is to stop blowing Kevin.
Yeah, I understand being jealous because he's not yours anymore, but consider that you don't actually miss the person. It's just that you lost control of him.
Oh.
Oh, my God, that's such a girl thing. I don't understand
it's
that.
It's such a girl thing.
So, why? Like, say that again my troglodyte brain understands it. So you break up with a guy, and you still get jealous when you see him with another girl.
Wait, did she dump Kevin in the first place?
I'm not even talking about her anymore.
I'm going to guess that Carrie was dumped by Kevin and is jealous that he has a new girlfriend, not because he's a good dude, because he's clearly not, but because he's not hers anymore.
Right.
Let's say Carrie dumped Kevin. Would you say that jealousy is still a natural emotion?
A little bit, because, again, it's someone whose emotions are no longer at your beck and call.
Oh, so you're done with them, but that at a weird level, you don't want anyone else to have them either.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand that.
It doesn't make any sense. It's completely logical, but it happens all the time.
Yeah, have
like
you ever broken
common.
Up with someone and then they're with someone else and you're like, oh, F that guy.
No.
Now you're like, okay, good.
Oh, wait, no. Yeah, I do that all the time. Sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm thinking about my dog again.
I'm thinking
Bob never
I
did
I
that. Yeah. I'm channeling the person I wish I was instead
I
of the jealous fuck that I actually am.
I'm jealous, shallow, small, petty.
The list will and can go on.
So, yeah,
lame.
I'm a monster. Yeah. No, I get that.
Yeah. I'm glad you're here to give us some real interesting advice rather than the joking advice that we always come up with.
Dude, you're such a suck up. Holy shit.
I was talking
it's
to you.
Working. Oh. Just let it.
Allison, I can give or take.
I'm sorry you have to hear that, Kobe.
Kobe sitting Indian style, stretching out his recently healed Achilles. Do you want to take a little break and talk about the show? What do you want to do? You want to keep trudging through?
Let's take a nice little breather.
A nice breather?
Yeah, well, let's talk. Let's chat.
Email again.
I was just going to say, how has Allison's week been?
Or who gives a shit about that?
You want to remind everyone the goddamn email that they already know,
yeah.
Don't you?
ifireyoushow@gmail.com.
And how's your week?
You know, I'm really glad you asked.
Thank you.
It was good. It was a good week, actually.
Are you working?
This isn't going to end up on the show, is it?
No, God, no.
No, it is.
Really?
This part,
this
yeah.
never ends up in the show. This,
we don't edit anything.
We've also never had a guest that we cared about. We don't give a shit what Streeter's been up to. What can you tell us that you don't mind sharing with 30 to 45,000 people?
We are shooting season 3 right now of Girls, and it's really fun.
Is it different?
It is different. We're not shooting the same stuff that we shot last year.
Oh, so it's new episodes.
Like
new episodes.
Really? That's
new
really cool.
And stuff.
That's
and
tight. That's
the
tight.
Actors and actresses will be saying like different
so
words.
So like, yeah. So like, how does that work? Like, are they like, are they like a new or like?
Okay. And like when they edit it together, it'll be new and different. Then.
Was it like, you know how
who
they're like?
Who are these people? Who are you being?
We're fat guys who have never heard of TV.
No, even fat guys who've never heard of TV watch Entourage. They understand it a little bit.
Who we think frat guys
are. Oh, so it's like Midian, but like separated into a couple movies.
Oh, shit. I love that shit. I am Queens Boulevard.
So when they're like... So when they're like, it's an all new episode, is that like, all right, is it? Or is it like, okay, like, some new, some
like
old, whatever.
Like Turtle's gonna what, like get a tequila company or some shit?
I actually wrote an episode. It was 9 pages long. And I gave it to
Vinny fucks the hottest chick ever.
No, that was an actual episode that they produced. I'm thinking of a different episode that I wrote.
A spec?
Yeah, a spec pilot. Now I'm like a completely different character. I'm a frat guy who knows about the industry,
You're
too.
You're just you admitting that you wrote a spec for Entourage at some point in a dark moment.
Entourage spec script.
I know. Dan and David wrote an Entourage spec script.
Don't blow
That'd be
up
a fun
like
spec
that.
Script to write, actually.
That's true. Let's do it. Fuck.
Stop. I'm going to hit stop recording.
No, don't.
There's a button. There's a button that says stop recording.
Yeah.
Is this a 90s movie?
There's a button that says Entourage
specific
spec
computers.
Script.
Oh, mercy me. All right.
I'm ready.
Good break.
Great break.
Great break.
This one comes from Abu Nazir. Abu fucking Nazir, if you can believe that.
I can't believe it.
Nazir, let her go, Nazir.
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
Jess. All right.
Dad.
My name is...
Let's just do Homeland Impressions for the rest of the show.
My name
really
is
good.
Okay, here's the email. My name is Abu Nazir, and I'm 17 years old. I recently discovered that my lifelong friend stole my iPod 2 years ago and has been using it without me knowing. Once I found out, I swore to myself that I would never hang out with him again. But he keeps asking me to chill, and I feel bad because his mom is sick. Should I stick to my principles and not hang out with him, or hang out with him just to take his mind off his mom's sickness? Thanks, Abu Nazir. Jesus.
This is a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Hang out with your
the
friend.
The dude stole your iPod.
Oh.
We're on different pages right now.
Jesus.
That was awful. The timing was off on that. I'm sorry. I feel responsible.
Jesus.
Yeah, hang out with your friend whose mom is sick. Unless it's a cold.
Right.
Should we say that?
Yeah.
Flu or better, hang out
flu
with
or better, hang
flu
out.
Flu or better.
Because also it's an iPod.
Yeah.
It's an iPod.
Dude, a two-year-old iPod.
If this was a Zune, I would say, okay, hang out. But an iPod, that carries some cultural cachet, people.
I mean, I also think the fact that he said, should I stick to my principles and not hang out? What are your principles that they ban you from hanging out with your fucking best friend and his dying
two
mom?
2 years ago.
He has such strong morals that he's now not hanging out with a friend whose mom
is
dying?
I think you can get an iPod for free.
We'll give you a replacement iPod. I will give you a shuffle.
A second generation. Yeah, how much do shuffle, the cheapest shuffle?
$99, I think.
No, I think it's $49.
Is it $49 for a shuffle?
Yeah.
I mean, you should just, like, hound your best friend to use, like, his mom's Make-A-Wish Foundation thing for... for like a fucking
yeah, waste it on an iPod.
Yeah,
do
like
it.
A 64 gig.
I mean, like shit.
Yeah, like an iPad Mini or some shit.
An iPad Mini would be dope.
Yeah, because you can sort of use that as like an MP3 player, but like also like if you wanted to read shit,
you can take pictures with it in public.
Oh,
yeah,
that's so tight. That is so tight. Sorry about your mom, man.
But like, God, the iPad Mini.
This guy's mom is fine. Abu's mom is doing just
Abu
fine.
Is here? Yeah, she's killing it right now. Yeah,
she raised the son with such strong moral convictions that he won't even relent to a little bit this rule that he made for himself to not hang out with his friend.
His lifelong friend. You're 17, so like your lifelong friend, what is that?
What is 2 years ago, I guess, from 9 to 15.
Yeah.
What?
I've had friends longer than this guy's been alive.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Wait. So this guy's lifelong friends is, you know, 5 to 8 years.
But that feels substantial to him.
Right.
It's all relative.
Percentage-wise of his life,
thanks,
I guess.
Allison, keeping us honest. Sorry.
I'm just saying.
Sometimes I like to tell 17-year-olds that they suck.
I understand. That's perfectly natural.
You think he told his friend that? Be like, I know that you stole my iPod.
Well, he didn't include the fact, like, he didn't say whether or not he confronted his friend.
Right. Or if he's just being cold for no reason. Just
right,
like,
maybe he just suspects it.
Keep the iPod. We're not hanging out. Why? You know why. I really don't. My mom is dying.
Make 100% sure you didn't lose your iPod.
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
That'd be
Can
so
you
funny.
Imagine?
Oh.
Years wasted.
2 years.
He goes to his mom's funeral looking for like his tie to wear to this friend's mom's funeral, opens the drawer and it's an iPod.
Oh no.
Oh God.
Bought for him and engraved by his friend's mother.
This means so much to you too.
No!
Oh, God.
It's half of a heart. His friend's iPod has the other
Isn't
half of a heart.
Clearly evidence that there's, like, bigger problems in the world. Your best friend's mom is so sick that she's going to die, and you're like...
Jobs.
You're obsessed over your fucking iPod.
This is an Apple commercial. This is a really long Apple commercial.
This is actually a Galaxy commercial.
It's a Zune
Don't buy
commercial.
Mac products. They turn you into monsters.
It's a Zune commercial. I still have one, by the way.
Really?
Oh, yeah. In a
Why?
Box. In
Why?
Its packaging. Because I knew better than to take it out in the first place.
Oh, somebody gave it to you as a gift.
Yeah.
Somebody gave you a Zune?
As a gift. I think probably 12 years ago. It's at my Connecticut. My parents' house
CT
in Connecticut.
Represent 203. You got that 203.
Hell yeah.
Yo.
I still got 203.
You still got 203?
Do you?
So do I, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, we yeah, don't so lose shit.
No.
I still have the freaking Zune, man.
You still use the Zune. That's the difference. How do you even get those audio files? Zune formatted.
Oh, yeah. They play MP1s. Stereo
hey,
level
your music's
audio files.
On here. Sorry, you can never hear it again.
You can only use one earbud because that's how many are allowed in a
my
Zune.
My Zune only has one headlight on it. Do you remember that song?
Oh my God. Jacob Dylan, The Wallflowers?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
It's the only song on it.
He says my Zune only has one headlight on it in no. one headlight.
He says me and Cinderella will keep
it
all
together. We could drive it home with one headlight. My Zune has one headlight.
Yeah. Jacob Dylan actually has some really great other songs.
I love Jacob Dylan.
Yeah, he's great.
So. He's on season 3 of Girls, right?
He's on season 3 of Girls.
Yeah.
He's in all of the seasons, but he's a featured extra in the first two.
Much like Kobe's in the background, silent, uncredited.
It's actually heavily credited.
And every episode ends with directed by Jacob Dylan. We got time for one more question. We wanted to ask one with... coming from a sister asking a question about a brother, because you're a sister to a brother, right?
That's true.
So maybe you can give some really intimate, interesting advice to Jess over here. Fake name, real email. Hey guys, my brother's bedroom is next to mine, and since I've moved home for the summer, I can hear him listening to porn at night before he goes to bed. I don't think he realizes that I can hear him, and he thinks I'm asleep since it's late at night or something. How do I let him know in the least awkward way possible that I can hear him and I am not okay with listening to him whack off? Thanks in advance for any advice. Jess.
Whoa.
That's right.
Heavy.
So wait a second. I have one follow-up, which is, can she hear him actually whacking off or does she just hear the porn sounds?
Great question. Let me email her back. Stay here for a week and she will totes get back
Both
to us.
Both are gross, but
so,
here's
first
what
of
I
all,
would say.
Yeah.
Just yell... turn that down once and you're done. All you have to do once.
Did you share a wall with your brother?
Yeah. had the good sense never to do this, though.
Never came
Much
up.
Much respect.
No, it never came up.
That was a great answer.
He's probably using right. it.
I think the least awkward thing yeah. you can do is just, like, confront it head on. There's no, like, it's only awkward if you go, like, if you beat around the bush.
Yeah, you know, if you're like, hey, what are you watching The Office?
Not
or?
Intended.
No. No, I think she should just be like, turn that down. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
Literally, that's it. I'd be mortified if I were the brother. And
I think
it's
if
over.
You're the brother, you might even be able to delude yourself into thinking that she didn't hear that it was actual porn yet.
You yes. know, like, and you can preserve some kind of, and then it's a rehearsal dinner story.
Yeah. Oh, that's lovely.
Oh, that's really cute.
Everyone's thinking in terms of rehearsal dinner.
She does trust. It. You know, she's going to do like, turn that down. He's going to be like, no.
He turns it up. You want some more?
Accidentally turns it up. Oh, God. That's so dry sounding. That's
think about
terrible.
Your brother, Alex.
Oh, stop it.
Stop it.
What's your brother's
what
name?
Are you doing? You I'm not telling you.
It's Bob.
It's Abu Nazir.
Jesus Christ.
Is this the sound that you think masturbating
I know.
Makes?
What do you masturbate with, a cloth?
This? Yeah, yeah, I masturbate with a cloth. I use a cloth. I use, I guess, what can I say? A cloth.
I have been caught cloth-handed.
Some people use lube, and I squeeze cloth out of a Jergens bottle.
It can never be too dry for me, I suppose.
When I'm running out of a cloth, I use sandpaper. And beyond that, I'm sort of SOL, I guess.
I don't know what that means.
Shit out of luck.
Now you learned something.
Yeah, I did.
We're at the 35-minute mark, but why don't we go for one more bonus question
Let's
since we're having so much fun.
Oh, my God.
People always say they want the podcast to be longer. Well, here it is, mother effers. Everyone stops listening. This is the worst episode ever.
Because you called them a mother effer.
No. All right. This one's a very
Jacoby's
unique.
Jacoby's in the corner just like doing a cut signal.
He really has to go. He has practice. All right. This one is, do you have another? Oh, Saul. Saul writes. Long one. Stay focused. Okay. So I recently got into straight razor shaving, and I've been giving friends really close shaves with it. Word got around to the HR ladies at the company I intern for. I'm pretty good friends with them and visit them just to talk to them every once in a while. This last time I went, they said I should shave another HR lady's legs. I was taken aback. I'm 21 and she's 24, but pretty hot. But she's married and pregnant. It barely shows, though. The other HR ladies were saying how they're going to try convincing her to let me do it. I mean, I can't just say no to that, right? Who am I to deny her silky smooth legs? But I also imagine it wouldn't take much for it to turn into a sexual thing. What do I do? Namaste, Saul.
Whoa, Saul thinks pretty highly of himself. Yeah. It wouldn't take much for it to become a sexual situation. Like, right. She would have to decide that she doesn't love her husband
or
and
the baby growing
baby
inside,
that's
her.
Inside of her.
Once he straight edge shaves those legs, it's game
way,
over.
I just caught that the pregnant HR lady hasn't even been convinced yet. They said no. They want to.
I don't
have
even
do
think
it.
She knows about it.
Right, yeah. She's not trying to fuck you, Saul. Not
she
yet.
Doesn't know you exist, I don't think, Saul.
I
say don't do it.
You.
The more gentlemanly move is to not do it.
Can you imagine shaving a HR lady's? Why her of all people?
That's the kind of thing you report to those people.
Yeah.
You report that to HR.
Here, let me save you some time. The person who threw it at you that you should shave this other person's legs has a crush on you. So just go for that original person.
Is that how girls think?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, so they're like, insightful. You should shave her legs, but it's like, please shave mine.
But no, don't shave any women's legs.
With a straight, is that even
there's
a that really pulls back the curtain a little too
there's
much.
There's an artery. I feel like it can get dangerous.
No one wants to, shave a girl's legs? No.
I love this line, though. She's pregnant.
It
barely
shows.
Though.
We get it. She's super hot and skinny, and she's not providing her child with enough nutrition.
She's 24. You've made your point.
Yeah, she's 24, pregnant.
You don't get it. It's 8 months, but it's like a small little cute baby bump. I would love to shave your legs, ma'am. How's that? I have a straight edge. My recent hobby is straight edge raising, and I would love to just shave those legs.
So weird as a hobby.
I recently got into straight edge shaving.
And have you ever gotten a straight edge shave? It's like very intimate. They have to put like the cream and like the hot towel.
I think every time I've seen it portrayed, someone's been killed by the straight edge
razor. I would never do it, man.
Yeah, he slits her Achilles tendon like a guy, like an evil barber.
An Achilles tendon would just be like a pain in the ass and an outpatient surgery.
Yeah,
there's a femoral artery in there somewhere.
Well, we could talk to Kobe about it if he ever wanted to open up about his injury, unfortunately.
You coward. Mr. Bryant.
You weak, weak man. So the go-to advice here is, if I were you, don't shave these. This
don't
person's
shave
legs.
The pregnant woman's legs.
Yeah, you know, I'd agree with that.
But don't go from bucket, zero. You know what? That is the equivalent of going from zero to D.
Which is exactly why I endorse it. You do you, okay? You shave your legs.
You do you.
You do you. You gotta.
You do you.
You do you.
That's my new ringtone.
Has anyone remixed that yet?
Oh, I would love them to. So I'll say it a couple more times just in case they want to.
Okay, go.
You do you.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I was like Yoda.
The first time you did that, I shuddered. The first time I heard you say that, I was like, oh, God.
Like a cold wind.
Yeah. I was offended by it, but in no particular way.
Oh, I'll never say it again.
No, say it one more. Say it again.
You do you.
Oh, God.
What is that, like a Drake impression?
I think Allison just vomited a little bit.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it is sort of
no
a Drake
new
thing.
Friends.
No new friends. Started from the bottom, now we're here.
You know, he's Drake, a principled man.
Drake has a song called Seize the Cheese.
Does he?
Yeah. Well, not yet, but we're going to
have to. Seize dat cheese.
Yeah.
Seize dat cheese.
I can definitely see that. Cool. We're going to end it with yet another theme song that we get submitted. We get a theme song submitted to our show. We haven't actually settled on anything yet. We just love the fact that every week we start and end with a new theme song, and you can make your own. Try to keep it to 30 seconds or left. Try
left.
To keep it 30
You're
seconds
a
or
joke,
left.
Dude.
Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Yeah, is there anything you want to plug?
Not currently. I guess just watch Girls when it airs again in January. Oh, you should rent Coffee Town.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that's on iTunes. It is climbing the ranks of rentals on iTunes.
There we go. Our buddy rapidly. Ben Schwartz is in it. Glenn Howerton is in it.
Adrian Palicki, Josh Groban.
That's right.
Steve Little.
You can get that on iTunes. And yeah, watch Girls. Not enough people are watching Girls.
I hope a lot of people are watching Girls.
Anyway. Knows? Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks
Whenever you
want to
come
me.
Back. Like, yeah. Seriously, we're recording another one next, so let's go back to back or some
say.
Shit.
It's the same questions.
And we broke the record for longest episode.
Shit. Oh, my God.
So, yeah, we had fun.
You could say, right, Kobe?
Ball bouncing noise. Yeah. All right, this last theme song is by Luke Knutson. Thanks so much for listening, everyone.
Go listen to J&A when you think that you don't have the guts, but they're probably gonna tell you to kill yourself inside of a Starbucks. If I were you, 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 then I'd tell you to go, and if I were you, show.com.